From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Iraqi forces in a final push on Ramadi. Iraqi military commanders say they have gained control of the main government compound on the contested city of Ramadi, and that engineers are still clearing the site of explosive devices left behind by fleeing Islamic State fighters. By late Sunday, Iraqi forces were still not yet declaring total victory. The commander of the Iraqi anti-terrorism contingent says Iraqi troops are making rapid headway in Ramadi against the Islamic State, which took control of the city 7 months ago. Lieutenant General Abdul al-Abadi said within the next few days, Iraqi troops will have control of Ramadi. It's still not clear how many civilians remained in the central city, 100 kilometers west of Baghdad. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says that it is up to Muslims to improve the world's opinion of Islam. During a speech at the opening ceremony of the International Islamic Unity Conference in Tehran on Sunday, President Rouhani said Muslims must remove Islam's negative image from today's cyber and real space. Somali militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for an attack in northeastern Kenya. They killed at least two police officers and wounded two others Sunday. A statement on a pro-Shabaab website said fighters from the group ambushed a Kenyan military convoy as it left the town of Elwak bound for Mandera. Afghanistan and Pakistan are pledging to jointly work for an early resumption of peace talks between Kabul and the Taliban and deal with insurgent groups who refuse to quit violence and join the process. The pledge came Sunday during talks in Kabul between the visiting Pakistani military chief and Afghan leaders. This is VOA News.